There's been a lot of loose talk about environmental change.
There's scientific consensus, 97%.
The man who says nothing always seems more intelligent. Why couldn't I just keep silent?
It's a complicated subject.
Not really. Who benefits? Qui bono? Who profits? That's what I keep asking myself. Besides the biblical call to stewardship, who profits when we soil our own nests? What's to be gained?
Can we just agree to keep politics out of the reconsecration service?
Yes. Yeah, but this isn't politics. I mean, what God wants.
Oh, you know the mind of God. You spoke to him personally. He told you his plans for Earth.
I often ask myself that question. Why couldn't I stay silent? Even though a good portion of my existence is spent in, you know, that sound, that emptiness. But sometimes, you know, you have to say things. Sometimes things must be heard and must be uttered. So why is silence so important? And I don't want this to be just something that's just me defining one word and talking about in many forms, but I revere, I guess would be the word, maybe, or relish. I'm a big fan of silence and sitting in thought, and even in no thought. You know, the absolute silence where there is not necessarily absolute, but as close as you can get it without going into like a sensory deprivation chamber or something like that. A moment in time where there is nothing, you know, you're not thinking, you're just being, and without it being too, you know, airy-fairy and sounding like some kind of, like, I mean, I'm not Russell Brand, so I can't get it all metaphysical, or, you know, or Deepak Chopra. I'm not that guy either. that dude makes me laugh. But, you know, silence is something that's very precious. And I'm definitely would like to take more, you know, experimenting with vows of silence. And not talking, because a lot of people are talking right now, and a lot of people want to talk, and not even have it like a discussion. They just want to talk. You know, they want you to hear them talk, and then when you're talking, they want to just wait their turn, and then start talking again. So I think a lot of positive things can happen in silence. And I don't know if this is like literally just going to be about this one word, but I guess I can try to do something along those lines, because I was kind of, you know, struggling with what to talk about, and then this episode almost didn't really happen, and it took me a while to try to figure this out. But silence, let's you know what, let me try to think, hold on. Trying to figure this out. I don't know if you know this, but this is always like off the cuff. And I rarely do I prepare for an episode. I usually sometimes have a topic, and other than the work ethic one where I sat down and researched, I don't do it because I try not to make this as scripted as possible. But back to this ramble of a podcast. A lot of things can get done and can get aired out, or fleshed out would be a better word. You can get a lot of things. You can convey a lot of things without words. And we do it constantly because, you know, especially with people that you know personally, you can, you know, convey your thoughts and your feelings without saying words. Women do it a lot. And this is not to be general with gender, but I think they might be better at it than men, because men have a hard time conveying things that aren't quite literal. You know, if like, oh, I punch a wall, I'm angry, you know. So, you know, they can convey their emotions that way. But, you know, obviously if you're like a, you know, an actor or someone who's more in touch with what your, you know, your emotions or your, I guess your being, your soul, you can convey those thoughts more eloquently. And, you know, it could be done a lot better, but we don't need to talk as much as we do. We really don't. And it's a lot of talk. It's a lot. Even if it's not 100% verbal, it's always trying to get our voices to be heard, whether it's, you know, Twitter, or Instagram, or Snapchat. It's always like, hey, look at me, let's do this. When there's not as much, there is some internal reflection. Not as much as I think it should, because I think if a lot of people were to sit down and you know, really think things over and listen to themselves, they would get a lot of things, you know, a lot of things would get done. And a lot of things would be better, and you probably wouldn't be as quick to jump at someone else once you've, you know, really sat down and thought about who you are as a person. And especially people around my age. And so I'm 27, so there's a lot of just like, not even discourse, because if it was like a, you know, it doesn't have to be an intelligent conversation, but just a conversation period, it, you know, at least it would try to serve a purpose. But there's a lot of just like, oh, I'm on my side and you're on your side, and I'm not trying to make this political, but it's a lot of like, okay, no, this is what needs, you know, this is it. It's like, no, this is it. And then, you know, no one actually sits down and goes, but what is it really? Because it seems like we're just on two sides of a fence, but we're not meeting in the middle. You know, we're not trying to take this fence down and, you know, have an actual discussion. Or we're like, or we're, you know, we have a fence on one side of the yard and the fence on the other side of the yard, and you're both with your backs facing the fence yelling at each other. And you can't really hear what the other person's saying, but you can kind of get the gist of it. And you just feel like, oh, this guy's clearly doesn't like me. But no one's meeting in the middle to actually hear each other, listen to each other, actually, and figure out what's up and how you can do it. That may need speech, but we can still get, like, if you can narrow down the speech to things that are essential and what is possibly needed, then, you know, because there's a lot of pointless things that get talked about, and a lot of people just want to argue and say it's not necessary. And I think if more people spent time self-reflecting and in silence, to bring back, you know, the word of the day, that self-reflection would definitely help us out in the long run. Helps me out, and I'm a big fan of it. You know, you just try to figure it out, you know, because a lot of the time, like I've said, most likely probably earlier as well, it's just like, because I've done it, I do it too, because I've had conversations with people, and like, they'll say something, and it'll pop a word in my head, and then I stop listening. I'm just like holding my breath, waiting for my turn to speak, so I, you know, can drop some knowledge, because everybody's trying to be Ben Shapiro up in here and just drop bars. Everybody is trying to be a battle rapper when no one's actually a battle rapper. Like, this is what the world we're living in right now is, like, the world of battle rap. And I'm obviously a fan of battle rap. I think it's dope. But if everybody was trying to battle rap each other at all times, like if you went to Starbucks and, you know, you asked for like a, can I get an iced matcha tea with soy milk? And then he goes, oh, soy milk? Well, this motherfucker, none. And then he just goes off, and then you gotta be like, oh, word, but you work. And then it's just a constant one. That would be probably hilarious, and I'd want to see that. But no one would actually really get anything done. Like, you'd walk out of there without your soy milk, man. Without your soy latte or your matcha tea or whatever. But that's kind of where we're living in now. Like, it's always like, clickety click, click, click. Wait till they get a load of this. I'm about to, you heard he said that? Kanye was where? What? Oh, man, I'm about to say some shit. Let me call him something offensive. let me do this, let me do that. Or if you're on the, you know, on the opposite end of that, what? Trevor Noah said what? Oh, let me just, you know, it's both sides of the same coin, and everyone is just trying to, like, they don't, like, you don't see, bruh? Like, bro, they're on the same coin, man. Nah, bro, but that's a tail side, though. Tail side is shit. I don't like tails, but you do know we're on the same coin. Nah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This is the head side, bro. What? I don't care. It doesn't matter. But, you know, like, if you just flip us over, that they're right there. Nah, don't care. Mm-mm. Like, it's like, bro, come on, man. Like, it is not necessary. So more time should be spent in silence. I really do think. And when I mean silence, I just mean self-reflection in that sense. And quite literal. I'm pretty sure I already stated this, but I really like the idea of, like, a vow of silence, just not necessarily refusing to talk, but taking the opportunity to just take a break from it. Take a break. I mean, I don't talk a lot as it is. I do, because I have this podcast, but not necessarily. I'm not, like, you know, I try not to be a talkative person, but it's 2018 now, man. Everybody wants to talk about something. Everybody got a political science degree out of nowhere. Like, when did this happen? Because I'm pretty sure, I mean, I guess, what, from 2012 to 2016? Is that when we all got political science degrees? Like, was people at UCF and I didn't get the memo? Like, y'all should have told me. I would have, you know, I would have applied, man. I want to expand my mind. Everybody's trying to one-up somebody, man. And like I said it on my Instagram, man. Don't let them get you caught up in their fighting. And then realize that the them that you speak of is a part of us. So, you know, a lot of people try to be like, yo, they don't want you to succeed. Like, was it DJ Khaled be doing that? Oh, they don't want, who's they, bruh? Who's they? Because it's us. Like, is there another planet? If there was another planet out there with life, okay, then, all right, if we're going to say a they, that's it right there. But to say that this they, you know, like, to make it seem like they're not a part of us, they're on the same planet, like, it's ridiculous, all right? Whether you like someone or don't, you still gotta live with it, man. Like, we all live in the same house. I'm not trying to do all these, you know, analogies and metaphors, but there's no reason to have arguments, you know, even if they're terrible people. We can't, obviously, we're not going to start exterminating people. So we got to figure out a way where we can meet in the middle. That's the only way. I always say that's the only way. But that's something that needs to be done, because there's a big problem with everybody trying to fight each other on, you know, social media and other things like that. Well, especially social media. But social media isn't necessarily like the reflections of the country and or the world, really. It's not, like, as bad as it is on social media, in person, it's really not that bad. So we meet more people in person, have the discussions, and take the time to be silent every once in a while. I mean, sometimes you need to say something. Sometimes it needs to be said, man. Just like Ethan Hawke did in the beginning of this episode. He needed to say something, because, you know, and some, he's right. Sometimes the silent man does seem more intelligent. You know, sometimes you got to be the silent man. Sometimes it's not worth the anguish, especially if you're going to try and argue with someone that has. As much as I like to think that there's good in everyone, sometimes someone's can't be, you know, shogunai. Sometimes it can't be helped, man. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to waste. Especially if you've given them multiple chances, someone or groups of people multiple chances. But obviously you can't generalize. But if a specific person, if you've given them multiple chances and they just don't see what needs to be seen, take a break, man. take a break. They're not spending enough time in their in self-reflection. And that's probably why they're, you know, confused or weary. You know? And you just, you gotta lead. I don't want to keep saying slogans, man, but just save the hate, man. There are people that deserve hate. Or not even deserve hate, but there are people that deserve your anger or deserve your, I don't want to say judgment, but deserve things that are negative because they are terrible people, you know. I'm not saying you got to love Bill Cosby. I'm not saying, yo, no, it's okay. He's old. Just love him. Just love him. Not saying that. Way too many people came forward. Not, no. But there are people that you just, that just happen to be misunderstood or they just don't agree with you. All right? Like, maybe they just, you know, they just don't, we don't see eye to eye. A lot of people I don't see eye to eye with, man. Shout out to you, David Bathan, Mr. Follow the Fiddle. All right? We may not agree on things, but it's all love and it'll always be love. Just shout out to the homie right there. But you need, discussion is needed. Self-reflection is needed. All right, more silence and less pointless discussion. That's the idea, really. Like, I'd rather not say anything the whole day than try to have a pointless discussion, you know? It's just, not even a discussion, just like a one-sided argument where someone's just, they're just waiting for their turn to talk and just trying to prove you wrong or something along those lines. And it's like, it's not necessary, bro. And I've been, you know, I do like talking politics sometimes, especially lately, but everybody likes talking politics now because for some reason we're all trying to, like, look, like, relax, all right? We got 2 more years of Trump being president, okay? Now, my thought is, let's not make this the worst 2 years ever. Let's try to make this a better 2 years so that, you know, let's say whoever else is going to run for president next election, hopefully someone better who's qualified. Obviously, we want someone qualified. And let's hope that, you know, the DNC doesn't rig the fucking primaries so that the better person, you know, loses. But look, I just don't think it's necessary to make the next 2 years of this man's presidency like the worst 2 years ever, man. You could probably make it better if you just try to talk to this guy, and maybe he's not worth talking. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't care so much that it's not gonna help. But you gotta try. And I really don't want to make this podcast a political podcast, but especially because it's like, not but like it's so fucking pointless, bro. It's so whack. There's no point. Like, look how far I deviated from the topic of silence. I mean, we can try to round it up, you know, back to it, but it's this is what I guess was on my mind at this time, but it's just not necessary. Like, it gets me upset talking about it, because then you know, there's people that you don't agree with that say some, you know, cockamamie things. When that's, I don't know what year it is, but apparently it's fucking in the past or something, because I use that phrase. But it's not necessary, man. You just got to focus on being better people and just like yeah, no, but it's war, it's fight, it's fight, bro. We're living in crazy times, bro. There's a Boston Dynamics has built a robot that can do parkour. All right, I'm way more worried about that robot than I am about Trump being president. That robot's 100 times scarier. Trump starts running at me, I can trip him. We're good. He's like 87. That robot starts running at me, it's fucking over. All right? So I'm way more nervous about that than anything. And whatever Elon Musk is talking about, Elon Musk is the oracle of the future, and he knows his shit. All right, whether you like him or not, that man's a genius. So is Kanye. But that's another thing. At least he's trying to do something. All right, at least he's trying to do something. All right. Let me call him the words there. Let me call him what they call the Mundane Lemon and see if I won't get my ass beat. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to get into that. We can't let these last 2 years of this dude's presidency be the worst ever. All right. And no, but he's going to make it terrible. He might. Well, at least we can try and not make it. And try. You gotta look. He's crazy, man. Or super arrogant. Or an idiot. I don't know what. All right. But you can't just be like, if someone's, I'm gonna fucking open the plane and kill us all. Like, if some dude's on a plane and he's, that was random. So it was a guy, if a guy's on a plane and he runs up to the door and is like, no, I'm gonna open this thing, I'm gonna kill everybody. All right. Running at him and trying to open that plane door first is not good. All right. It's not gonna work. And most likely, obviously you get enough people to do it, but if him and half the plane want to rip the door off, and then you and the other half of the plane don't want it to happen, y'all fighting, most likely the plane's gonna crash either way, man. But if you can get a way to figure this shit out and calm everybody down, maybe you can land safely. All right, that's a terrible analogy, but that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, look, we could keep fighting and then just fuck this whole country up, this whole world up. Because fuck the country shit at this point. We're on the same planet. All right, climate change is real. We out here arguing about fucking MAGA hats while the Earth is fucking the Earth. While the Earth is, you know, melting. The fucking polar ice caps are melting. All right. Seawater's rising. Animals are dying. We're just cutting down rainforest to fucking plant grain to feed cattle. It's way worse than somebody wearing a MAGA hat than Kanye chilling with Trump. Way worse things than that, man. Kids are dying. Kids are digging holes in the ground in Africa so they can get some lithium so you can put in the batteries of the phones that you use to tweet about how you hate the fact that Kanye is wearing a MAGA hat, or how you hate the fact that Trump is the way he is and he's a terrible person. While y'all here complaining on your fucking Twitter and all your bullshit, your Instagram posts, bitching about how terrible this country is, how terrible the world is because we got this dude as president, while you're making $20,000-$30,000 a year, which puts you $30,000 or $35,000 a year, which puts you in the fucking 1% of the world. Complain about all this shit and how shitty everything is, when you can walk anywhere, you can just go outside your house and go get food, and nobody's trying to stab you. All right, I mean, there's places where somebody's trying to stab you, but for the most part in America, nobody's trying to stab you. Nobody's trying to fucking steal your shit. And we still complain. We still complain. Why is it that there's tribes in Africa that are so poor, that these peas will be the death of me. So poor, yet they're living it up because they don't worry about some foolish ass shit, bruh. Foolish ass shit. And this isn't no one-sided, like, I'm just talking about people that lean on one side of the fucking spectrum, political spectrum. No, it's both sides. Everybody wilding. Nobody wants to meet in the middle. That's where the fucking peace is in the middle. The middle of this, of all of this. That's what is necessary, man. All right. Meet in the middle and compromise. Hating people is not going to change anything, man. All right. There's a dude that, African American gentleman, just so I can be completely politically correct, who spoke to Klans members and convinced them to resign and to renounce that ideology. He showed them the error of their ways. Now, if he decided not to talk to these motherfuckers, because they're Klansmen, real Grand Dragon motherfuckers, real, you know, grand wizard, Poobah, Gandalf the KK white out here. Real terrible racist people. He had every right to be like, nah, I'm not going to talk to these people. They're terrible people. Why should I talk to them? But he decided to speak to them and show them the error of their ways and convince them, like, look, this is better for everyone. All right, you live here, I live here. We want this to be better. This is how we're going to do it. Is we're going to compromise and we're going to figure this out. And he got them to renounce their ideology. Man, that's what needs to be done. All right? I'm not saying Trump is going to save the world. That's probably not going to happen. But motherfucker, a lot of profanity in this episode. I am sorry. Not sorry. Specifically one listener. I apologize. You know who you are. But, look, the compromise is needed, man. I'm not saying Trump is going to save the world, man. But, I mean, look, I've been alive since 91. All right? And I haven't seen anyone at any moment say, oh my goodness, this president just did something so amazing. Now the whole country is better. Now the whole world is better. Haven't heard it. Please, if there was a moment between 91 and now that one of our presidents that we had was just, he did something and now everybody was better, tell me. Because it looks like nothing has gotten really, I mean, obviously things have gotten better, but nothing changed so drastically that the whole country was just better off because of it. So, probably know why, man, because we keep going the same route, man. It keeps going left, right, left or right. Not necessarily in that order, but you know what I'm saying? It's either like, oh, we're going to either have a Democrat or a Republican. How about we have someone that's in the middle? How about we figure out that one person cannot run 300 plus million people. All right. And I'm not trying to fucking, you know, just tell you my political ideology, but I don't really have one. I'm just a human that's here and trying to figure it, like, I'm seeing these people just argue on both sides, and I'm sitting here in the middle of this room like, yo, can't we all just get along? Can't we just be, you know, happy together? And I may sound erratic, but look, I'm going to start doing my Michael Eric Dyson shit. This guy, that ridiculous person, and start, you know, flow like a preacher. And then everybody, you know, convinced, you know, throw a little rap lyrics in there. But look, it's necessary to compromise, right? We do this with relationships all the time. So why can't we do this with the world, you know? That's what's necessary. And there's way, I am no one to talk. I am not an expert. Don't listen to me about politics. Listen to smarter people. Listen to Larry Sharp. Listen to Brett Weinstein, Eric Weinstein, like really smart, smart people. Not me. Listen to Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin knows what he's talking about. Joe Rogan knows what he's talking about, man. Then, I mean, you know, Joe Rogan would say he's not a political person. But look, I said probably, but look, like a bunch of times, man. I'm going to end this right here with just look. I got to stop saying look. Compromise is key. Stop fighting, man. I could just say that because it means nothing. But I'm trying to get better. Individuals, if enough individuals change minutely, they can cause a chain reaction that will change everything greatly. So I'm going to try to get better and not try to argue with anyone. If it's not, you know, obviously if someone's like, you know, talking about killing a specific group of people because of their skin or their religion, obviously that's a problem. But there's no need to argue. I'm just saying. Not for the things that we are arguing for. All right. Compromise. Compromise is key. We got to meet in the middle. All right, I didn't want this to be a political episode. I really tried not to, but that's what all that came out. This is I. It is I. Alan Poe. Episode 12. Started off talking about silence and how we need more self-reflection and less pointless discussion. Went on a political rant that I didn't want to do, but it's fine. And at the end of that, I hope you just come with the simple statement that that compromise is key, man. And meeting in the middle will help. I'm not an expert. I don't know what to do. But I'm tired of the arguing. All right. Someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean they're disrespecting your people. All right. I'm apparently a Latin person. I don't know. That's what I'm Latinx. Okay. I'm Latinx. Nah. I'm a dude who's here, whose skin is brown. If I don't agree with you politically, doesn't mean I hate all brown people, because we're all different. So we all have varying beliefs, but we all live on the same planet. So we might want to try to get along, man. All right. People can change. Some people can't. But really, are we 50% of the country? Really? You're really gonna try to kill them all? Is that what we're gonna do? We're gonna fight to death? I mean, if we wanted to get post-apocalyptic, man, okay. A lot of motherfuckers is gonna die. I don't want that to happen. I just want to be at peace, man. I want to be a liberal in a world that becomes so great that I can become a, that gets so great that I become a conservative. We'll run that back. Because I fucked it up. I want to be a liberal in a world that becomes so great that I become a conservative. Okay? So you want to be able to change the world for the better so much that it reaches a point where it's at its peak, where it's like, it's not going to get any better than this. And then you become a conservative because you want to conserve that greatness. The powerful Brett Weinstein said that, and I will end it with that. Be a liberal. Don't have to be a liberal, but I would like to be a liberal in a world that becomes so great that I become a conservative to conserve that greatness. This is episode 12 of the Note to Self podcast. Compromise is key. Goodbye.